Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Team USA will take on the Netherlands this morning in the knockout round of soccer's World Cup. The highly anticipated game comes after Hershey, PA native Christian Pulisic scored the team's only goal in their Tuesday win over Iran. KYW's Nina Barani spoke to a former coach of his from way back.
U.S. men's soccer star Christian Pulisic had a knack for the game of soccer since he was a kid, says Doug Harris.
His soccer IQ was always off the charts. His awareness on the field, his understanding of the game, knowing where to be at what time.
Harris is one of the co-founders of Pennsylvania Classics, a popular travel soccer club out of Lancaster County. He says soccer is in Christian's blood. Both of his parents played soccer at George Mason, and his dad had his own successful career. Now, years later, Harris is watching the same kid who he says was never timid, but fearless.
It's surreal. It's like you gotta almost keep pinching yourself, like this is really happening.
And a role model, Harris says, is what Christian has become for so many younger players from Central PA. In fact, Christian funded, designed, and developed the Pulisic Stomping Ground, an open field training area of the PA Classics home field complex.
Pulisic was injured during the game against Iran with a collision with the Iranian goalkeeper. He's been cleared to play today. Latinos are the fastest growing segment of eligible voters in America. Still, analysts say they only make up a few percent of those who cast ballots in Pennsylvania. KYW's Bibiana Correa reports on a civic engagement event this weekend that aims to boost Latino political participation.
The grassroots organization Mi Gente is hosting Lánzate, a three-day cultural and political festival in Philadelphia this weekend. There will be discussions of political ideologies and effective mobilization strategies, and also lessons in how to dance cumbia. Erica Guadalupe Núñez is the executive director of Juntos, one of the contributing organizations.
Yeah, I think this is something that is super new, and I'm so honored and excited that it's happening here in Philadelphia.
This is the fourth event since the festival started in 2016. Núñez says they're specifically held after elections to encourage political participation in the future.
Latino people need to be a part of the conversation because there's lots of conversations about us without us, and that actually is more harmful and causes more systemic oppression than we realize.
The festival will last until tomorrow, with events happening at four locations around the city. The Philadelphia School District is taking applications for members of the public to help the superintendent form his five-year strategic plan. KYW Education reporter Mike DiNardo tells us Superintendent Tony Watlington is also planning to beef up security at schools in the wake of recent gun violence.
I want to be sure that Philadelphians can say this is our plan, not Tony Watlington's plan.
So Superintendent Watlington is encouraging parents to sign up for an advisory group that will join other groups of school staff and union leaders to help decide what programs are working and which ones to defund as Watlington develops his five-year plan due this spring. The district is seeking 25 parents. It'll begin taking applications online from this Monday until December 18th. Watlington also released an outline of increased safety measures the district is taking after the recent shootings of students.
The unacceptable incidents at Roxborough and Overbrook High Schools said to me and to our team that we must do more.
Watlington said the district would spend $750,000 over the next 2 years to expand the Safe Paths program, which has community members supervising students at arrival and dismissal times. He said more than $600,000 in grant funding will be used to expand Philadelphia police patrols beyond the 27 safety zones around 40 schools.
Advocates for the unemployed are calling on Pennsylvania Governor-elect Josh Shapiro to prioritize fixing the state's unemployment compensation system when he takes office. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb on why.
The problems started during the pandemic when initial claims for unemployment rose by 20 times, according to a new report by the Keystone Research Center. That created backlogs and broke down communication, so applicants waited with no way to get information. But even with claims back to pre-pandemic levels, the report says Pennsylvania ranks near the bottom for processing claims, with nearly half of workers waiting 10 weeks. Jermaine Heath was laid off in September, applied in October, and still has not received a payment.
I have four boys that need to be taken care of. It becomes a crunch on your finances.
Heath and others spoke outside the state office building on 8th Street this week to ask for action from the incoming administration. But current Undersecretary for Unemployment Susan Dickinson says her department is working now to fix the problems, including hiring more staff.
The new staff on board is very helpful. They can answer a lot of calls and they also answer a lot of our emails.
Dickinson says the department has also received federal funding to improve access into equity by hiring navigators to help applicants in person and to partner with community organizations to explain the process.
An armed carjacking suspect is dead after a lengthy high-speed police pursuit and officer-involved shooting in Newark, Delaware yesterday morning. KYW's John McDevitt reports Delaware State Police are asking anyone who witnessed this extended incident to come forward and talk to them.
It all started around 7:30 a.m. when Delaware State Police responded to a man with a gun call along the 100 block of Air Street outside of Wilmington. The individual was located by troopers. There was a foot pursuit. Officials say shots were fired, and the suspect then carjacked a vehicle. He led troopers on a wild ride to Newark. There was an additional police-involved shooting during the pursuit in Newark before the suspect commandeered another vehicle and then took off. Delaware State Police Senior Corporal Jason Hatchell picks up the chase from there.
The suspect flees 95 southbound to the area just south of 896, where more gunshots were fired. Upon contact with police, the suspect was pronounced deceased from injury sustained.
The identity of the suspect shot fatally by police is being withheld pending an autopsy. Officials are asking those who witness any portion of this incident to contact the Delaware State Police.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.